all together now. For me. We were really enjoying listening to this together. We've played it before. But somehow it just sounds even better this morning. That's a group called De Dannen, and they've done a number of covers of some well-known songs like that one. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Alexis Thompson, and in a moment, the Damaged Pies. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
The daughter of the Grand Republic and the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. A people all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
John Hartford and the Mississippi Queen. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hey, you have a second? Of course you do. Could you let other folks know that we're here? Either somebody who you know that listened to SLB years ago. Maybe you're one of those people too. Let them know that we're still here. doing our best to do what we've always done, which is to provide a reliable, calm, trusting place to be on a Saturday morning to keep you company. Or maybe you know of somebody who has never heard of us, but would like what we're doing. Radio that's created live, that has you at its focus, and also has concluded that you're quite capable of hearing lots of different kinds of music and puzzles and games and ideas and guests, as opposed to a very focused, narrow set of material, so to speak, or the word I try to avoid using that others use is content. Content's hard. I'd rather think of content as opposed to content. We're not here to attract a certain demographic so we can sell you anything. We're here instead to please you as best we can, simply for the sake of doing so. So thank you for being with us, and spreading the word is always helpful. Damaged Pies will be coming up soon. We're going to talk about a benefit that they're doing later on in the month. They've been playing together as a group for 35 years. And we'll talk with them shortly. And also hear their music.
God loves the poor, but I love you even more.
There you've got music from Jorma Kaukonen at the Saturday Light Brigade. And in just a minute, I think we have them pretty much ready to go. I'm getting lots of thumbs up. We need more mirrors in the room so I can, you know, see mirrors to the outer area, which are then mirrors back to me. And then we'll have the good kind of smoke to go with the mirrors, and we'll be all set. We're making a few little adjustments, and then we're going to be ready with the damaged pies, and we'll just make sure that everything is in order. And as we do so, I do want to remind you that if you were here last week at 11 o'clock, you know that you heard an absolutely phenomenal performance by way of Big Blitz, too. Saxophonists, one drummer, all from Burl area, and all either students or graduates of Youngstown State University. They were amazing, and you can hear these two saxes and the drummer, the trio, as the lead feature at neighborhoodvoices.org. Lots of other archives that you can explore there as well. Oh, I have a second. We just announced a new opportunity for teens to work with us to explore the regional asset district by creating commentaries and documentaries and podcasts as part of a program we call Radcast. You can apply at slbradio.org/apply. Those who take part in the program will receive monetary stipends for the work that they do. So if you know of a teen who might be interested in learning more about arts and culture in Allegheny County and in sharing what they've learned with other people, let them know. slbradio.org/apply is where to go for information. Thank you. There we go. We are excited to present the Damaged Pies, and we're ready to present the Damaged Pies. I hope you're ready to hear them. Here they are, the Damaged Pies. The Damaged Pies here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to turn right over to Steve, who I think is the leader. I regard as the leader of the Damaged Pies.
That depends. Did it sound okay?
It did.
Oh, well, in that case, yes. Yes, I am.
So 35 years of history with the Damaged Pies. Is that everybody here?
No. Mark is not quite 35. And Amy joined a few years ago, Jerry joined a few years ago, and Mark and Margie, we've been together way too long.
Okay, so that's reasonably good. It's been a long time, and if you don't know the Damaged Pies, city, but all over the world, where are some of the places you've played?
Well, we've played in Liverpool at the Cavern, played at the Whiskey, played at CBGB's. Surf Ballroom, where Buddy Holly played his last gig. And people were hoping it was our last gig, but, you know, fortunately that didn't happen. We played everywhere, recorded everywhere, you know, and I think it's kind of like the Kevin Bacon rule of playing music, you know, the 5 degrees of separation. So if you like Elvis, you record at Sun. You love Elton John, you record at Trident, things like that.
I'm going to come around and let all of our band members introduce themselves and say anything they want to say. And then we'll have you play another song. But after that song, we'll talk about a benefit coming up for a cause I know the band believes in and I think you'll want to know about too. So here's the almost 35-year-old.
Yeah, almost 25 now. I'm Mark Pinta Jr., and just happy to be here. Just happy to have the opportunity to not only play music, but just to play music with my family. Marjorie is my mother, and Mark in the drums is my father. So,
I didn't know that. Well, how nice. You've got a good voice, and your mom does, too. I was listening. Not that y'all also don't have good voices. I'm sorry, but I was listening. Well, let's meet your mom. And hi, Mom. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'll let you introduce yourself more formally than that.
Okay. Well, so I'm Margie Pinta. I am one of the singers in Damage Pies, and I'm so proud to be with my son and my husband. This has been kind of a neat thing because we got together when the band formed, and we hadn't met before. We just got together with the band, and then this is my son now is in the band. So,
what's really cute too is they're all wearing these suits, and they travel around in this big bus. Yeah, da 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 da, yeah da da da. On radio, I can make you appear anyway. I don't think so exactly. Yes, poor man's castles, right? Hello.
Hey, good morning. I'm Amy Withrow. I joined the band about 4 years ago. No family brought in with me. So.
Well, you never know. Give it time. Give it time. Now we have a bass player.
Yes, I'm Jerry Collins. I'm the bass player. I've known these guys for a long time.
Tell me about your bass. I was looking at it when I was back behind the glass. Anything special about it? It just looked like a really nice instrument.
It's very expensive. I played every bass in the store, and this one was the second most expensive one, so I picked it.
Did you know that beforehand, or did you just...
Yeah, they got tired of me. I was playing every bass they had, so yeah. I love this one.
What's the
make? Her name's Amanda.
And who made it?
Ibanez.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And now we go to Dad. There was no Dad in the Partridge Family. So you would be like the David Madden. You would be the Reuben Kincaid of the group here. Or maybe Steve is more like the Reuben Kincaid.
I want to be Shirley Jones or I'm one.
I'm Mark. I started the band with Steve, I guess, 35 years ago, roughly. With a buddy of ours, and I've been playing drums. I play drums exclusively for here, for the Damage Pies, and I'm proud of it. I used to do body double work for Brad Pitt, but I got out of that.
You're picking up on the radio picture painting.
Not that Brad Pitt. Anyways, I'm proud to be here with my wife and my son. It's great, and these are all good friends of mine, so it's a blast to play for everybody.
It's our pleasure. I think he meant Pop It, which used to be a sort of a spokesmodel for the city of Pittsburgh. Damage Pies is who you're listening to, and we'll talk about a benefit they have coming up after the next song. And first, we'll find out what that next song is going to be.
Next song is Moving On. It's our latest single. It's available on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, Bandcamp, and I'm sure a lot of other places we don't even know about.
Wherever fine music is digitized, here they are, the Damage Pies.
Oh,
the Damaged Paws here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, there's an organization called Why Hunger, and I'm going to let Steve talk about that a little bit because he's been very passionate, as has the whole band, about hunger in the world for many years. And you'll be doing a benefit for Why Hunger in a couple weeks, which we'll talk about. But first, just a little more about the organization and how you connected with them and why it's important for you to do this kind of work for them.
Well, many, many years ago, we started something called Pittsburgh Musicians for Hunger Relief. And we were doing things on our own, and that kind of morphed into Musicians for Hunger Relief when we got more people involved. And then one day I was listening to the radio, and I heard somebody named Bill Ayers talking on the Springsteen channel on Sirius, and Bill was talking about hunger in very blunt terms. And I was really excited to hear this because it seems like we just all, you know, gloss over the fact that it is a solvable problem and it's a political problem. So Why Hunger was formed by Bill Ayers and Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin from Cats in the Cradle. And I just watched a documentary on Harry Chapin. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I mean, Harry ended up doing less music and more of his. He went to Washington. He kept pushing for this. They had said that he would go to Congress. I mean, he was incredible. So we got involved with them, and we're in Why Hunger's Artists Against Hunger and Poverty. We're members, been there for probably 6 years now. And that's what the benefit's for. All the money raised goes to Why Hunger for various, whether it's political purposes, whether it's a network of getting people in touch with food banks, it's legislation, it's all these things. So it's really, and it's worldwide.
I was going to say, I know it's not just the U.S., and it's important. There's so many ways to address hunger, and we typically see, solutions applied not at the policy or root cause level, but more at the level when people are already hungry. Those are important, but it's also really important to figure out why is this even happening and how we can prevent it. Now, Sunday, June 19th is the date, and it's at the Tall Family Theater, which is right in downtown Swickley, Pennsylvania, 418 Walnut Street. And there's doors open at 1:30, a documentary at 2, which we'll talk about in a moment, and then a concert with these guys at 3:45, and everything will benefit Why Hunger, Artists Against Hunger and Poverty. So this documentary stars you guys, huh?
Yeah, think of Get Back only with the Beatles not being in it. Yeah, other than that, it's the same type of thing. It's behind the scenes. It was, we went to the Carnegie Music Hall in Carnegie, and how do you get to the Carnegie Music Hall?
Practice.
No, you go on 279, you get off at the Carnegie exit. No, yeah, it was Tom Weber. I think you know Tom. Tom's a nice guy. And when Tom knew it was for Why Hunger, Tom instantly said, I'm going to help you guys out. So Tom filmed us. It's kind of a practice. It's a rehearsal. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's just us interacting, and it's a good time. And our friend Megan Paulette, who used to be with the band, is also on the movie with us, and she'll be there performing that day. And we also have a special guest, the King of Pittsburgh, Frizzy, will also be joining us that day. So it should be a fun time.
What a day. So that's coming up on June 19th, and you can get additional information. Actually, we've linked to the Tall Family Theater's website, which has ticket information and complete details there. Damaged Paws? I want to say Damaged Paws. It is the Damaged Paws.
It depends. I mean, it's like the Rolling Stones, the Pink Floyd. It all depends. At least it's damaged. Some people have put anything, God only knows what they
mean. Well, you can't get, damaged. Damaged is already kind of down there.
Yeah, well, they were $5 for $1 at Mrs. Smith's.
I knew the story. We should have mentioned, do you want to tell the story? It's funny, I know better than this. I wasn't going to ask because I already knew the answer, but there are lots of people that want to know the answer.
Yeah, many, many years ago, there was a Mrs. Smith's pie kitchen. And I was driving by and I saw a road sign that said Damaged Pies $5 for $1. So that summer, Mark and myself and our first singer, Billy, we went to Cedar Point. and they had the karaoke booths, and we recorded a song. I think it was probably Desperado in the worst five-part harmony you've ever heard in your life. And they said when they gave us the tape, what's the name of the band? And I looked around, and nobody said anything, so I said the Damaged Pies, and it kind of stuck.
I like it. It stuck for a long time. Did you get any of the pies?
No, you know what? I was going to, but I figured I would keep that just like a dream somewhere in the future.
It's good to have something. You don't want to achieve everything all at once.
I didn't want to go that far.
So what's next now? Next song.
This is a song written by Mark Jr., and it is called See You in My Dreams, and it features Mark and Amy and Margie.
Here again, the Damaged Pies.
You let me fall. I will see.
What a nice voice Mark has. That's a great song. Mommy and Daddy are proud. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do have a younger brother, and he's just as talented, if not more talented, than I am. He's actually at MSU and Michigan State University, and he's in an a cappella group. And they, I think, went third, was it? I think they were third in, like, an a cappella competition championship. But, yeah, he's got an incredible voice, and, you know, I get to sing with him sometimes whenever he wants me to. We have a very different taste in music, but
you're not into like barbershop or a cappella.
He's into more like Britney Spears and stuff like that, which there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not necessarily what I listen to.
Mark hasn't seen a barbershop in a while.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's probably true. He does have. He's got the. See, we can paint any picture that we choose to. I was going to have you, you know, bald or with a crew cut, but no, he's got the bun thing going on. The damage pies are here. Did you have a comment? Sure.
I'm sorry?
It's radio. Yes, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. What?
Oh, I thought you were going to give us another sense of what Mark looked like, but we won't do that. No. We're gonna go right back to Steve.
Genetics are wrong, Larry.
I know. Do you ever feel like, well, it is like a family, but three of these guys, you know, can dominate if they choose to. They've got these little things.
No, not at all. I mean, we have TMP, we call it sometimes. Too much Pinta.
Too much Pinta. Too much
Pinta.
I like that. That was one of the ships, right? The Nina? No, Pinto. The Pinto.
Pinto also blew up on impact, I think, which also sums us up very nicely.
I didn't know that. I was thinking of Pinto beans. Let's stop. The damage behind, or Ford Pinto. Yes. Thank you. Wow.
I know driving a Chevy Vega, you just blocked that out.
So. I totally... The Pinto went over my head, and it
was by Ralph Nader, I believe. The Pinto went over my head.
Yes, he recorded that.
Yeah,
Okay, the Damaged Pies are here. It looks like we're going to get your whole set in, which is great. You've got a couple more to go. What's next?
This is a song actually written by Amy Withrow. It's called Pretending.
Once again, and try to take a listen to the vocals, and I know they are going to sound great as you're driving or listening at home or online. Here again, the Damaged Pies.
One, two, three, four. If you never saw my tears, was it over?
My bad, we use a capo.
Thought there was something up. Thanks, Marge. Take two.
Everybody stand back, please. We need the
room. All right.
Okay. Take two.
All ready. One, two, three, four.
If you never saw my tears, was it pretending not to hurt, pretending not to matter anymore. Fill the void with laughter, but I would have fought for you. Pretend to be, pretending.
Damaged Pies. That was really, who wrote that song?
Amy wrote the words and I wrote the music.
That song is really a magnum opus. That's quite a work. It goes in a lot of different directions. He sounded great and just beautiful. Now, a benefit concert coming up. It's going to be not tomorrow, but 2 weeks from tomorrow, June 19th. Doors open at 1:30. You can watch the documentary at 2 o'clock, and then the concert is at 3:45 at Tall Family Theater. Burns White, whose name matches its sign. Is the Burns White sign still there, that Burns White?
Yeah, the one over on the North Shore, even though the firm moved.
I thought so.
Yeah, the sign is, I don't think it's ever coming down. No, Indiana Jones 6 will be trying to find that sign probably.
Where did the firm move to?
Over in the Strip. It's 26th and Railroad, right over about a block from the Cork Factory.
Right by the Warhol Museum, you'll see the white letters, Burns White, and that's why the firm is called Burns White, because that sign burns white when it's lit. Anyway, they're one of the sponsors, the main sponsor of the event, the Tall Family Theater. Also, of course, is the venue, is part of it.
Sponsor, too. The Tall Family Theater was nice enough to sponsor as well.
Wonderful. What would you like to close up with?
We're going to do something written by Margie, and it's called Don't You Want Me.
Here, again, the Damaged Pies.
One, two, three, four. Obsession.
The Damage Pies, thank you for being here with us today, and look for them at the benefit at the Tall Family Theater, June 19th. The date, you'll find a link at slbradio.org.
If I were the long hand circling by,
I'd be the hour hand and I'd ask you why.
If I were a problem in a big textbook,
I'd be the sister who'd come and take a look, would come and take a look. And if I were a mountain and a mountain valley,
I'd be the water rolling down your belly.
If I were the heat of an August day,
I'd be the street where the kids all play, where the kids all play.
And if I were the shoes on a two-bit hood,
I'd be the shoe shine boy and I'd shine them up good. If I were the cast
and I the play,
we'd shock the people and we'd send them all away.
And if I were the sand on the ocean shore,
I'd build a castle to stand evermore.
And if I were the sun
and you were the sea, I'd smile down at you and you'd smile up at me. You'd smile up at me. If I were the sand on the ocean shore, if I were the sun and you were the sea, I'd smile down at you and you'd smile up at me. You'd smile up at me. You'd smile up at me.
Beautiful song written by Andrew Calhoun here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And thank you to all of our guests today. What a morning. The Damaged Pies. A great job at our last hour. And you also heard from Aaron Peng from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Earlier, John Silva from the Literacy Project. The News Literacy Project. The Damaged Pies. A great job at our last hour, and you also heard from Aaron Peng from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Earlier, John Silva from the Literacy Project, the News Literacy Project, News Literacy Project and the News Lit Camp taking place June 6th from 8 to 3. You can learn more by Googling News Literacy Project. And thanks to Rady for previewing Theater Festival in Black and White. The Pittsburgh Playwrights program running now through June 12th at the Trust Arts Education Center. A big welcome back and a big thank you to Chad Green for a great mix today and Alexis Thompson for the assist and to Ricky Berger as always. Now, do you have your calendar, your date book?
I have a colander, though.
Let's make a note of it. We'll meet you here next week. I don't need to write it down, do you?
I do.
Well, just in case.
I'm an idiot.
We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
All right. Guitar go, yuck, ducka, ducka, ducka. Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. Solid Gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum loudly grads, the Chet McKinson of Groove Forkology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your grooves and dance in your pants. A little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for sunny skies today. What a weekend we've got on tap. Let's play two. And a high of 76 degrees. Right now outside our weather window, 69. Nice.
This is wonderful radio night.